the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
One more norm that's been thrown out with the Trump administration, the old adage that says politics ends at the water's edge. Donald Trump returns to the White House Tuesday after a brief trip to Japan to become the first foreign leader to meet with Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, and bond with his closest ally on the world stage, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, over golf, food, and sumo wrestling. Trump rage-tweeted throughout his trip, taking direct aim at former Vice President and current 2020 candidate Joe Biden. In one of them, he seemingly excuses North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un for his latest rocket launch and echoes the dear leader in a smear against Biden. In a presser with Abe, Trump doubled down.
You tweeted about North Korea yesterday. Do you believe that they violated UN resolutions with the short-range missile launch? And does it give you pause at all to be appearing to side with a brutal dictator instead of with a fellow American, the former Vice President Joe Biden?
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that. At the same time, my people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All I know is that there have been no nuclear tests. There have been no ballistic missiles going out. There have been no long-range missiles going out. And I think that someday we'll have a deal.
The New York Times Monday revealed that under Trump, the U.S. government will complete the rollback of the most significant federal effort to curb greenhouse gas emissions, of course, initiated during the Obama administration. The administration is planning to limit climate science projections in federal studies to the year 2040. By so doing, it will no longer fulfill what scientists say is one of the most urgent jobs of climate science studies, reporting on the future effects of a rapidly warming planet and presenting a picture of what the Earth could look like by the end of the century if the global economy continues to emit heat-trapping carbon dioxide pollution from burning fossil fuels. Stating something that's news to no one, we're already feeling the effects of climate change. It's that never-ending weather story. This time, two suspected tornadoes barreling through Dayton, Ohio, just 30 minutes apart and causing significant damage and injuries. A third suspected tornado injured several people in a town 90 miles north of Dayton. There were some 27 reports of tornadoes Monday in Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, and Colorado, and much of the Midwest is at risk Tuesday for more severe weather. In a win for women's rights, Illinois Democrats advanced new legislation Sunday that would further protect a woman's rights to reproductive health. The bill would see women entitled to make decisions with limited government interference, repeal outdated anti-abortion legislation, and require insurance companies to pay for abortions. Now that's the kind of news story I like bringing to you. The European Union's parliament elections were held last week. In the UK, the contest was dominated by Brexit. Although Nigel Farage's Brexit party came in a comfortable first with 32% of the vote, it's not quite the complete picture. The votes that went to pro-Remain parties add up to 40.4%. In effect, the UK is split in two when it comes to Brexit. The Labour Party is now facing calls to get behind a second referendum. Far-right nationalist parties didn't surge across Europe, but they are strong and stable. In France, Marine Le Pen's national rally finished ahead of Emmanuel Macron's renaissance. Green parties across Europe had their strongest ever EU parliamentary election performance after running on a platform of transformative environmental change. Overall, Greens secured 71 seats in the European Parliament, up from 52 seats 5 years ago. According to exit polling, the Greens' surge was bolstered by strong support from young voters. Over the Memorial Day weekend, a tweet from the U.S. Army went viral. Well, not so much the tweet, but the responses. The Army had featured a video message from a soldier explaining how the Army has influenced his life and then asked, quote, "How has serving impacted you?" The question has received over 12,000 responses, most along these lines, from Elizabeth Gray. I was sexually assaulted and discharged at Madigan Army Hospital when I reported what happened. My DD-214 was impacted. I was not awarded full benefits. I lived in my car, struggled with suicide attempts, and no self-worth. Now I'm fighting a PTSD claim. And this one from Julie Swegman. My dad served in Vietnam. He was exposed to Agent Orange, and I was born with multiple birth defects. What he did impacts my life every day. I can't have children, and I'm in pain constantly. And they continue like that. I'm guessing Donald Trump read none of them, as he kept wishing Happy Memorial Day to both U.S. and Japanese service members during his final day visiting Japan. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.